broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas.
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Who's that?
Our guest.
No, I'm not a guest.
guess who it is.
I know. Guess who it is.
Yeah. Also's back. Dude, first thing I see when I get here, fucking Showmar.
Yeah.
I miss Showmar, bro. I haven't seen Showmar in years.
I know.
I think I saw him when COVID hit. It's the last time I saw him.
No way.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I came here. I did the show the week before COVID hit.
You're kidding.
I told him, I'll see you next week.
Yep. That shit didn't happen. We almost died.
Yeah. We had to quarantine and shit.
Dude, I've been wanting Showmar back on the show more than everybody else.
I know, because I didn't want him back.
Oh, yeah. Bitch.
I'm glad the hate is still there.
Yeah,
it never left.
It's like I never left.
COVID wouldn't kill that shit. Yeah, no, man. So, yeah, thank you for bringing me back. Special guest.
That's kind of extending the truth, you know.
Yeah, I get
the only reason you're here is because it's fucking Victorious isn't here,
and we needed a hip hop representative to let us know what's going on with the P Diddy.
I got
situation.
You. Oh, shit, P Diddy.
Because we don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I used to go to his parties back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
He's like,
hey, Jerky, like, delete that.
He's like, I might be in one of those videos.
But you know what?
I haven't been called yet.
I think P. Diddy's the Epstein of the hip-hop.
Yeah.
The only thing is they probably won't be able to kill P. Diddy.
Come on, man. They got the Epstein.
Anybody can get killed, bro.
Well, and they could, but it'll be more, you know, more suspicious and stuff.
You think that they care? Anybody that really wants him dead is going to have him dead. It doesn't matter how suspicious it's going to look.
So I was talking to somebody, and I was asking him, you know, I mentioned the same thing. It was going to be like Epstein. Mm. And it was like, you know, so what do you think? The list is going to come out and people are going to get fucking caught up? Like, he was like, I don't know if it was like Epstein. Probably not, because, you know, none of them got fucking caught up.
Yeah.
But like, shit, you're right.
But you know,
that list is coming out soon.
Is it Epstein or Epstein? I'm getting triggered.
Epstein.
Over
I think it's Epstein.
Epstein, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Kamala or Kamala?
Kamala.
Kamala.
Our next president.
Kamala.
Our next president is Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Anyway, I think Barlow's, what he's alluding to is the people on Epstein's list are white, powerful men.
Sure.
Yes.
And the list on the P. Diddy list might be African-American artists who are not as powerful.
Right.
They have some influence, but not like a politician.
But yeah, they just have money.
But
yeah.
I think you forget who backs them up and who they're making money to.
No, I get
which
it.
Which is all these but like white corporate
they
people.
They always have somebody back up. They always have somebody next on the list. P. Diddy goes down, somebody else is next.
Fucking LL Cool J's next.
Do you think?
Fuck, don't say that. That's a goat. No, but I think Jay-Z, I feel like Jay-Z's on the list.
Oh,
he's been a little too quiet for me.
Yep.
Yeah. And I love Jay-Z, but a little too quiet for me.
Because do you really think that anybody really cares about these artists? Like, they make money, but most of these guys already made the money. And it's just going to be one of those things where, like, all right, who's the next artist that we can bring up?
I mean, Showmar makes a good point. These people are making millions and billions of dollars for the rich folk, right? Mm-hmm. The people that own it, like
the man.
Like Drake, right? Mm-hmm. Drake was almost destroyed, and the people that stopped the beef were the higher ups who were like, hey, we can't be losing money, our artists can't be linked to this shit, and they just stopped it, right? But it's the white people, the powerful people, whatever race they may be, are the ones who are stopping, who control it. But there's always, for an artist, just like for another player, an athlete, there's always somebody in the wing.
But I
they're replaceable.
But I think like P. Diddy, Jay-Z, they have like, you know, sub companies too. They're not just regular artists. They have like clothing line. They got, you know, beverage, you know, cognac or whatever
the
hell they have.
Most of those guys are in the background now too. They're in they're producing. They're giving out money for other projects.
Ventures, joint ventures, yeah.
And those ventures are going to go down the drain because now whatever's connected to P. Diddy.
Well, P. Diddy's he had a TV channel, Revolt. That's gone. He's had to sell that. He had, he has his media empire, right? That's going to be gone.
Uh-huh. You know, I think they just, today, one of his top guys from his record company resigned.
Hmm.
So, you know, people are just kind of flying.
Yeah, jumping
you know.
Off the boat. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
I should probably cover my P. Diddy tattoo, maybe?
maybe you should.
Fuck. The
Notorious.
We are.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck.
And it says never going to stop me.
Yeah, don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's what he told the girls. Motherfucker.
But how long before we actually start hearing the names that were on these lists?
So I think it's happening soon.
Tomorrow.
Damn.
Wow, come on.
I already got one of the names.
Really?
Yeah, I already said it. El Cuje.
No.
Yeah, he's on that shit, bro.
I'm sure. I mean, come on.
But he was one of the girls.
Oh, come on.
No.
He was the one forced into sex labor?
He's one of those IV girls.
No, ladies love Cool J.
If you really think about it. These parties sounded like a good time.
Hell yeah, right?
Days long sex parties?
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to go to those things?
It depends on what I have to do that weekend. But yeah, I could go for like a couple, like an hour or two.
Yeah.
Hey, how many days? I'm days. Done after like 20 minutes, bro.
Days long, bro.
As long as I'm able to go like 4 or 5 sessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can probably do like 20.
I think, I mean, you're right. They sound minutes. Like fun to us.
Yeah.
But what about the people that are being like forced to be there? That's a problem.
Forced?
That's
what do you mean? Like,
the women.
Yeah, well, he
the
had
women.
A lot of women that were, you know, paid or not even paid, but kind of like.
Yeah. I mean, they were taken through traffic.
No, that's not what that means.
Right. No, no. What? I mean, in L.A., there's a bunch of traffic.
Yeah, I don't think that's
what trafficking.
No. I don't think that's what that means.
What?
If we go from here to Beverly Hills, that's a lot
I
of
get
traffic.
It. No,
that's
I get
a lot
it.
Of traffic. I mean, I'm like, man, I got traffic today.
Yeah. For real. Every fucking time.
I got traffic.
Like, that girl's like, I'm traffic. Like, bitch, get another route. What the fuck?
Exactly. That's why I use Apple Maps,
I don't
bro.
Think that's what
it
that means.
It gives me the fastest route.
I don't believe it. Nah, so the party was fun for like 50% of the people there.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, they were invited. The women were invited to these parties, right?
Yeah.
Some of them.
But I think a lot of them were like, you know, they were probably upcoming artists.
Sure.
That if you don't go, then or you don't do this, or you don't have sex with, you know, with Winslow.
Don't talk about.
Was it Eddie
Winslow? That's what Winslow's dad. No.
I can't wait for
Carl
the,
Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
I can't wait for the transcript, the court transcript.
The Carl Winslow
says that Carl Winslow's on the stand and he's crying.
But imagine he's like, people first heard of these news on the Asafella show. Fucking Victoria's brought up his name or some shit.
But we said allegedly, right?
No, I don't know.
Come on.
You're gonna get a fucking season of.
Well, we'll say right now, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah,
but now you gotta find that episode.
God Lord,
who would be another person that you'll be like, "Oh shit, I didn't know that." Like,
you know what this conversation reminds me of? When the whole baseball juicing thing. You know, I was so scared of like Frank Thomas being on the list.
He was right.
He wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't.
No,
he's,
he wasn't.
He's just a big dude.
Yeah,
naturally huge.
Yeah, or like a Ken Griffey. You know, because of all the injuries, like those kind of things. I was like, please don't be on the list. But for this one, you're right. Who's gonna be on there? I already said Jay-Z a little too quiet for me.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, does he look like a deviant? Like, he likes those.
Dude, he's ugly as fuck. No,
I understand that.
Here's
the
thing.
How did he get Beyonce?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's already like 15 years older than Beyonce.
Yeah.
He was like 40 and she was like 20 something.
Well, yeah. If you think about it, who was Beyonce going to try to go get as a man? Like, there's no
Kobe. Wait, she's a man?
No.
Wait a minute.
A man. What kind of man would she want to need to get?
I mean,
in order to be to
Kobe.
Feel.
Kobe was on she or he. They were together in a filming of a video. There's video of Kobe playing against her dad, basketball, right? But I think he was already married. But like a Kobe.
Sure.
Like a LeBron.
Like an athlete.
Like an athlete.
Yeah, that wouldn't work out, bro.
No.
You got to remember, athletes cheat. And they don't try to hide it.
Was that on Barlow's list last time?
Yes.
I thought it was coach. Athlete, too? Okay.
Close enough.
Most athletes go to turn coach.
It was a sub.
Yeah.
Subcategory.
Subcategory.
It had to be like an athlete, somebody within the spotlight.
Maybe it had to be a retired athlete, but not a active athlete. Hmm. Because, again, that cheating scandal is going to fuck up her career.
But it happened already. He cheated on her.
He did.
She made a whole album about it, Lemonade.
That's true. That was a terrible album, by the way.
I've never heard it.
Wow, she was sad.
Yeah.
Next album, Celebrate.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
And then he made a whole album, 444. He made a whole album about that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He should have called it 403.
409, get rid of all of it.
Yeah, no.
You think he cheated to make the album, or he cheated for real?
Like, for research?
No, he cheated.
He cheated for research.
You guys remember the
Usher
elevator video, right?
No.
Oh, yeah. When with the sister. Uh-huh. That's what happened. And then she came out with Lemonade about Becky with the new, with the good, nice hair.
Right.
The good hair. And then like 2 years later, he came out with 444.
And none of them used that video for their music video?
No.
I don't understand, man. That was perfect fucking footage.
Maybe the sister, Solange, should have done
she
it.
She should bring out a song.
A little boxing video or
you
something.
You know who also did that? Usher. When he cheated on Chili.
Oh, that's when he did Confessions. Yeah.
Yeah, that whole album.
That's
shit.
When he did Confessions.
Oh, that's when he cheated with that fat chick, right? Or that's something else.
That's when he No,
that's Arnold.
Well, no. You know what? I'm a little quiet with when Oso's asking, what are the rappers you think
Oh, you don't know rappers? He's like, the only rappers I know are dead.
Oh, one just came up. Master P.
You know Master P?
No, but I
just, can you name one Master Pizza?
No.
That's right. He only has one. Yeah.
Is that
make
it?
Him say no.
No. No. No. No. No.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, bitch, it's make him say
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe like a Master P, or is he too old?
Nah. He's not big enough.
Master P has his own fucking deal, man. He probably has his own sex parties.
And yeah, he's fucking, he has money.
I think they all do. I think when you go to a certain level of
richness.
Yeah, richness or like being powerful and kind of being over certain people and stuff. You like to see them do stuff, you know, kind of like, I don't know, it kind of gets them off. So I think
like forcing people to do
like
things.
Power trip.
I think when nobody can say no to you, you start pushing those boundaries. Like, nobody said no. Okay, I'm going to keep doing it until somebody. And nobody keeps doing it because they're scared of you or you're influencing their life. You get this power trip of you're like, fuck it, let me try it, see how far I can go with this.
So you start being a deviant. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible, man.
Like fucking Squid Games. That's all that shit was?
That's right, yeah.
Rich people watching poor people kill themselves for money.
Man.
And they do that shit. There's a lot of movies out there that are kind of like that, too, where people are thrown into an island and you're being hunted.
Gilligan Island. Is that the one you're talking about?
No. Hey, but which one would you do there in Gilligan's Island? Who's better?
He's like...
The movie star or Marianne.
Mrs. Howell. She got those years.
I was going to say Gilligan, but okay.
He's like, well, who's the most famous one? Gilligan's the most famous one. The show's named after him.
He's powerful.
Sounds like a star fucker to me.
Yeah.
Well. All right. Name a couple more people that you think are going to be in that fucking, in that list.
Well, I mean, 50 Cent has... talked about this for years of Diddy asking him like, let's go shopping. I'll take you shopping. He's like, motherfucker, you don't take another guy shopping.
Right.
And he's talked shit about him for years, like a decade already. Uh-huh. And he's known as he's a weirdo shit.
Wait. I think you could take a guy shopping.
Nah.
You can't. Yeah, you want to reward him for something.
If you want to get fucked, go let the guy take you shopping.
No, like you know, let me treat you, you know, to something or something like that.
What would you like to be treated?
Oh, maybe a gift card, huh?
No, what would you like to be treated to?
I know.
Who,
and
me?
How would you like to be asked?
Yeah.
What's your favorite store?
Pants up or pants down?
No, I mean, I would, I don't know, I would take a car.
No. Oh, you would take a car as a gift?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, you're getting fucked.
For sure.
No, who?
You're pretty, so yeah, I'll take
you. No.
What kind of car do you want?
I think a guy could buy another guy a gift without really, like, you know, just, you know, showing them, hey, you know what, you were there for me, or you know, you were,
I mean,
you know, we've been hanging out.
Like,
cool.
Okay,
and you have the money.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't have the money,
if you want, like, okay. If you want a Hot Wheels car, maybe.
Okay, so let's just say me and Mick, who he's the closest fella to me, right?
Oh, you guys
right.
are fucking.
Yeah, for sure. That's besides the point. Mick and I are at the mall, right?
Yeah, right.
And I buy myself a watch, but like a guest watch.
Yeah, yeah.
150.
$150.
Okay.
And I'm like, I don't want to say like you know, okay. $150.
Michael Kors, $300.
Okay, Michael Kors. Let's say I get a Michael Kors.
That's not that bad.
And I'm like, I'm gonna get Michael. And then he's like, oh, that shit's badass, bro. And I'm like, you know what? Give me two, man. We're gonna be bros.
Like the same one?
Like the same? Or like a? I've got the blue one. He got a black one.
Okay.
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 Okay. Okay.
I think that's cool. But yeah, wait, listen. He's my homie though.
Yeah.
P. Diddy and 50 weren't homies.
Oh, that's different.
I understand.
That's different.
Would
but
it
I'm
be
saying,
okay
I'm,
if I buy Mick a watch?
No. I think you could.
No.
I think you can. I think you like say you like, you know, some nostalgic. I see some nostalgic toys out here and stuff like that. And I see something like, oh, shit, I know this takes jerky back.
No, you're buying him. That's a gift. But you're not with him at the
Oh no, no, you're talking about a birthday gift or
no,
Christmas
not birthday,
gift.
Just like no, just out of the blue, just out of the blue,
out of the blue,
yeah, out of the blue. Like, hey, you know what? You know, I'll get you that. You know, I know you talked about it. I know.
So we're out and we're at the store, and then you see something that you think I might like. You get it for me right there and then?
Yes.
That's a little weird.
That's gay.
Yeah. That's a little
I don't think it's gay.
If
unless,
he's grabbing your ass, it's weird.
If you go skipping to the store, it is.
If,
he's
like, if he has his hand in your back pocket.
Hey, you want this? Yeah. Hey, you want this?
Ooh, you've been
tell me you want it. Tell me you, how bad do you want it?
You've been working out, baby. If he says baby.
Should I take the watch back?
Yes.
Ah, fuck.
You could buy a man a drink. Okay. You could buy a man maybe like, I'll treat you to the game.
A night with the hottest hooker, you know?
Yeah. Right. a lab dance.
In El Monte. Where were you guys at once at one time?
La Puente.
La Puente, my bad.
They were at Fort Knox and HP, bro.
Southgate. That's Southgate.
Bullet holes and stab wounds.
Shit.
But you could buy a man a strip dance or whatever. What is it? A lap dance.
Lap dance.
But you can't buy a guy a fucking car. You can't buy a man a watch.
No? All right. I'm thinking more of like, you know, you have all this money. I'm thinking about like 50 or whatever. Like, hey, you know what? You know, you have this money.
But the other guy has as much money as you do.
Yeah. But, you know, they buy each other stuff. Like, you know, because you're like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, let me get this for
but
you.
I think, it's kinda, I like, think, that's equivalent to like a wording. Drink. I think it was the wording. Like he didn't say, let's go get a car. He said, let's go shopping. That involves
like I'll treat
that involves going into a dressing room, going in like that's different.
Oh, okay.
That's different. That's weird.
Listen, the only time that a man that actually did that for me is when I was picked up on Hollywood Boulevard in a fucking Lotus, and this was like in the middle of the night, and he wanted directions, so I was like, fuck it, I'll give you directions for $100. So all of a sudden, I just jump in the car, and this motherfucker could not drive stick.
$100?
For $100, right.
What year was that?
This was, oh, shit, 1989.
Damn, that's like $400 now.
You know what? But that's when that song came out, Pretty Woman song came out.
Right, right. So I jump in. This motherfucker doesn't know how to drive stick. He's fucking up the clutch.
So you're driving a stick?
So all of a sudden, I was like, dude, get the fuck out the car. And I start driving the car, and I start driving so fucking awesome, man. It was a Lotus. I mean, no one had Lotuses back in those days, right? And then finally we got to his hotel, the Beverly Hills Hotel, and, I drop him off, and I get to the bus stop because I want to, you know, go back to Hollywood Boulevard to like try to make some more money and shit.
Oh, you were a hooker.
I'm sorry, what?
You were a person of the night?
No, what are you talking about?
You were a lady of the night?
The
lady
of the, I said person. I was trying to perspective.
You were
the pronoun.
You were in the oldest profession?
Yes. So all of a sudden he approaches me and he wants to know like, hey, you know, you want to stay with me for the night? How much? And I was like, oh, I'm going to make some money tonight.
Yeah.
And you were a pretty woman, huh?
Yes.
Fucking movie.
Well, long story short, I stay with him the whole week, right?
Okay.
So I go out shopping.
Bam.
And these bitches do not want to fucking attend to me because they don't think I have money.
Yeah.
And he goes back with me. So I can shop in peace and shit. And he's watching as I'm like pulling out all the clothes. Mm. And that's when he starts buying me all this clothes. Then that's not gay because he's actually like shopping for me, right?
Does he fuck you after the night?
You know what? No, because I don't.
Oh, you don't give up?
No, I don't give up. And not only that, I don't kiss. So you know what I mean?
I kind of remember you telling me this before. Did he like show you a ring?
It was a bracelet.
It was a necklace.
And snap your fingers, right?
Yeah.
And then you giggle. Then you giggle. How'd you giggle?
And then you have it. Yeah. And you were so beautiful in that movie, man.
I was.
Yeah, man. Okay. That's a movie, bro.
The first time in a fucking private airplane, bro.
That's a movie, bro. Jet.
No, I was.
Julia Roberts?
First of all, you're not a white woman.
Huh? Yeah. What?
You're not a movie star.
What are you talking about?
And from what I can tell, you don't have a vagina.
Oh. That's right. Huh?
It's a fucking movie, bro.
It's Pretty Woman. Oh. You went way back. Oh, and you're being gay. But you know what? I would accept the watch.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, fellas, what's the number guys like to exaggerate?
My
exaggerate?
You were about to say something?
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Arnold, finish it.
Nothing. You know, as a 35-year-old man.
Sure.
I can't really state what number electric saturated.
So, his age.
Yeah. Shut your ass up.
What, his age?
His youth.
Hey.
I thought it was his shirt size.
I was wondering why he's wearing his daughter's blouse.
It's not a blouse.
Oh, my bad.
It's a shirt.
That shit looks like it's tattooed on him.
It's a man's shirt, goddammit.
It's a man's shirt from fucking Kids Foot Locker, bitch.
They're talking shit because I came in all ram.
Whoa. Wait.
He came for P. Diddy's party.
You got ram. You got ram.
God damn it. I came in wearing Rams gear. There you go.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Hey, when you said Rams house, I thought you said Rams blouse.
Rams house, motherfucker. Man, you know what? I know we got our asses whooped. We got fucking whooped. But, dude, we have like fucking 50,000 injuries.
Everybody's getting injured.
When was that? When was the game?
On Sunday.
Sunday, and you're still wearing the same clothes from Sunday.
No, I didn't wear them.
Okay.
I'm not dirty. The fuck? The hell?
He still has a club. What is it? The wristband they give you?
Wait, you were at the Friday game?
Nah.
Oh, I think
he's just talking shit.
Oh, okay. Because
he thought I was wearing the same shit because I was so sad because they lost on Sunday. No, man, I was wearing some other shit.
All right.
Good. I was actually wearing black on Sunday.
Oh, so you were mourning already.
I was already mourning. Because we had already lost Puka Nacua.
Oh.
We had already lost like three linemen by that time. I mean, actually, by the end of the first quarter, we were fucking down three linemen.
Yeah.
Dude, and then we lost fucking Cooper Kupp this past week.
Yep.
He's down?
Guys, yeah. These are players?
Yeah.
Koopa Nacua, Cooper Kupp, what the fuck's going on?
The Nintendo game.
Yeah.
King Koopa.
These are the names they make up on the Nintendo game.
These are all receivers from the Rams.
I know.
What the fuck? What kind of receivers?
Well,
did
P. Diddy pick them up?
One's a white guy.
Okay.
White receiver, that's weird.
Oh, yeah. Oh, pick the white guy.
Cooper Kupp.
Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua.
Okay. I got a receiver.
One's white, the other one's Hawaiian.
Fuck. Pick the white guy?
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp. And then, fuck, I don't know. Cooper Kupp, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Cooper. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
See, I got a cup. It's called Keurig Kupp. Does that count as a receiver?
No.
No? No, but the Rams might want him.
Hey, we might draft him next year. But yeah, man, we're all fucked up and shit. So it was a fucked up game. We lost like fucking 40-10 and shit.
God damn.
We got destroyed.
It was insane.
So back to Jericho's question. You will exaggerate how good the
Shut
Rams
your ass
are.
Up,
how the Rams are.
You know what? The Rams, they're going to come back. We're gonna be 10-6. We're going to make the playoffs, and we're going to make a run for the Super Bowl.
So that's a big exaggeration. Wait, right there.
No, yeah, that's an exaggeration.
No, we did it. No.
Sir, there's 17 games now.
10-7.
Okay.
We're going to make the playoffs.
10-7, we'll make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, by the way.
All right.
Last year we were fucked too. Last year, early on, but at the end of the year,
Cooper,
we made a fucking
you lost
run.
But Nacua
fucking came up.
Yeah. No Diddy, right? No Diddy.
No Diddy. But we're gonna make a run, man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So what's another number that man exaggerates?
I would say your body count.
So say it in Gen X terms.
I would say how many girls you fucked.
There you go. Don't say body count because that makes me think of like
I kick it with young people.
How many people we killed?
Yeah, exactly.
So will you exaggerate as far as like saying less or more?
No, more. I think you
with guys, right?
With a
guy,
you'd
guys.
Be like, eh, fuck. You turn into like a Casanova. But right. in real life, your number's like one third of that shit.
One third. Holy shit.
Like if you're like, yeah, I fucked like 40 bitches. You're probably like at 12 or 15.
Yeah.
Right. In reality.
I'm trying to do the
But
math
in your
in my head,
you did fuck these bitches because you're like fucking weird. But, you know. Although,
I just had a dream last night.
Yeah. And that, hey, add it to the tally.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when I woke up, it was a done deal.
I woke up with a pimp hat.
Hey, I net it. That counts.
I know.
But I know that's like a fucking weekend at a Diddy party, but, you know. That's probably like,
that's right.
But I think that's one.
Fucking okay. P. Diddy, man. And he's being held without bail. So you know that shit is fucking concrete.
Right. Didn't he already sell a house just to be ready for bail?
Yeah.
God. Well, but they ain't giving his ass bail.
The one they raided.
Yeah.
God damn.
The one out here, right? Like in Beverly Hills or some shit?
Yeah. I heard they're looking for videos. They're looking for everything.
I hear they got all that shit.
He should be in jail for what he did to Cassie on the video. Mm-hmm. I mean, too bad it already passed.
But she settled, so.
Yeah. But I'm saying that was fucking dirty.
She got a lot of money for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shit. But I mean, how powerful are you to like beat up an artist?
A woman
in the hallway, a woman, and they just like
record it.
And there's people, witnesses.
Yeah.
He paid off all the witness, everything.
Man. You know what? That was a good deal though, because she got paid before he got arrested. Because if he would have gotten arrested, if she would have gotten tried to sue him after he got arrested, he wasn't gonna get shit.
Well, she was the one that started.
She was gonna have to share that shit in a class action lawsuit, and it was gonna have to be shared.
I think she got more money per hit than Rodney.
Rodney King.
Rodney King.
Wow.
Because Rodney King got like I think $400,000 per hit. Blow,
no
per
way.
Blow or something like that. I don't know.
No way. He got
no research. No research.
Okay.
But he got like less than $10 million, right?
Okay.
And he got hit like 50 times, 30 times, 30 times. No research.
Fuck.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She got a better deal.
It's a better. Well, yeah, because there was no fucking clubs involved. Nobody was getting hit with a club, you know?
But damn, man. Not only he's going to do time, but I think he's going to start. Yeah. He looks like he's gonna, one of the ones that are going to start squealing.
Pointing fingers?
Yeah. To get to lessen his. But you know what? Like I said, I think there's a lot of powerful people behind the whole scenes that are going to be controlling. Okay, yeah, he's good to go. No, let's keep him on the wraps because he's still, like, we're making money off of him, blah, blah. Like, so there's going to be a lot of stuff, like, behind the scenes and shit, so.
Yeah. Oh, shit, breaking
news. Uh-oh, breaking news.
Oh, okay, wrong one. I just have research.
Oh, fuck.
Uh-oh.
What are you doing? You can't do that here.
I mean, I had to because you're
rubbing off on him.
Am I exaggerating a number?
You're fucking up. Yeah, you exaggerated.
What was
a number.
Good Lord.
He exaggerated Rodney King's payout.
Okay. How much did he get?
How much did he get?
$2 million.
3.8.
No, wow.
He should have gotten Larry H. Parker.
Oh, but it's 3.8 in 1994, 95,
yeah.
Though.
I mean, which, yeah, is that, like $10 million maybe now?
Yeah, he should have got Larry H. Parker.
Yeah,
Oro
Defensores for sure.
Because, come on. Larry H. Parker got that one guy, 2.1 million.
How much did Cassie get?
I'm not sure. Hey, look it up, Barlow.
I'll look it up later. Hey, did you know that Rodney King's dead?
Yes.
Oh.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
cancer or what?
No.
Yeah, he was found dead in the swimming pool by his fiance.
Oh, you're right. I didn't remember that.
Heart attack after like a good cocaine.
Oh, deal. Cocaine.
Yeah.
You know, that's the best way to go.
I know.
That's what I've been told.
That's the dream.
That's my vision for the future.
What else do the people guys exaggerate?
The people.
What else do the people exaggerate?
I think they exaggerate how many like countries they've been to.
Really? Who the fuck does that? A white person.
You have rich friends, bro.
I know.
My friends in Mexico and here. That's it.
Apparently, they're not rich because they don't go too many places.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Like, there's people that will fake their pictures just to say they
really?
Want to.
Yeah. Really? Who the fuck are you hanging out with?
Man, there's people that are weird, bro.
I have a friend who, if he stays in at a layover, he'll say he went to that country.
Exactly.
And I'm like, dude, you were there. You didn't even go to the airport.
There you go.
You didn't leave the airport. Like, yeah, but I was there.
That's
exactly.
True.
And I was like, you're the.
Hey, but that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
hey, you know what? So I've been to Houston.
The layout right there, the airport.
I was there for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I didn't leave the airport.
That's enough.
Then you probably hit every state when you fly over them.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
I need to update my map. Places I visited.
Then
he just has a line.
Then if that's the case, I went to Miami.
They over?
Yeah.
Exactly. To P. Diddy's party?
I tried. I tried.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't let me in.
Kick me out again.
Fucking P. Diddy, man.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
We were just in Miami in June, the family, and we took like a boat ride to see all the mansions, and they kept pointing at P. Diddy's mansion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's nice.
Were there people there?
No. And then we stayed at the Fontainebleau Hotel, and they have a club in there, and that was where P. Diddy would have his parties at that club.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I wanted to go in there, but it didn't open until Thursday. We left Wednesday.
Damn, man. Imagine if you had, like, one of those UV lights
to
walk around. Ooh.
And then you start looking at your own shirt. You're like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, shit, let me go back and change.
Imagine the wall says help.
Oh,
that's scary.
Oh my fuck. God.
You know what? One other thing that people probably exaggerate sometimes is their income. Like how much they make and shit. They flaw sometimes when they shouldn't be flawed. They should be saving that shit.
Yeah.
What about the how much they pay for something?
Right.
Like,
you're like, how much was that? And do you do the more or less?
More.
Well,
I like to do less sometimes. Just why? To be like, I got a good deal. Like, I got a good deal.
Right. You know, when it, yeah, when it comes to the car, like, my yeah, the car, I'm like, I'll go a little lower with the, how much I pay for that shit.
Oh, like. Yeah, like when they're like, how long does it take to charge? An hour. It's like 20 hours.
How long does it fuck you, bitch.
How long does it take to charge?
It doesn't take an hour. Well, I mean.
It takes more than an hour. I mean, it takes like 3 hours.
If I'm at 7%, it's like an hour and a half. So I have to find a place to go chill and
drink. Yeah, exaggerating.
Yeah, so then yeah, he's there for that's four like, fucking hours. Yeah.
No, it's an hour and a half, goddammit. Well,
if wait, like, when he started charging, that shirt fit him. When he finished charging, that shouldn't fit him anymore.
Fuck you, man.
Wow.
I fucking guess.
Wow.
I'm a fella.
You know what? People exaggerate when what? they think they belong.
Oh,
to a group.
To a group. Shots taken, mother. Wow. You fucking ass.
That one hurt me, man.
Hey, man, you know what? You fucking go low, I go lower.
Because you're short, why?
This motherfucker, man. That's Shomar.
No, Shomar's handsome as fuck, though. Okay, he's short. Look at those eyes, bro. Anyway, what else? I thought you were going to say dick size.
Well, that's an obvious.
Yeah.
One. Yeah, okay.
Do people exaggerate that?
Because you can't exaggerate it.
But, I mean, who do you exaggerate to?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Because
I mean,
eventually, you ever, if you're exaggerating to a woman.
Yeah, you can. It's going to backfire on you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who will you
well, I think
talk about your dick size to?
First,
you can't talk about Shoma, to, like, Mick.
Mick?
Victoria.
Like, you can't talk to, like, another guy.
But for sure, like, let's say if you're trying to get a woman, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And even if she says, let me see a picture. You're gonna fucking find a way to make it look bigger,
well, yeah,
right? Yeah, like you a different download angle.
Then it's like that's a black cock.
Oh no, I'm in the background.
It's the lighting. It's the lighting.
Like girl, I couldn't afford lotion. Yeah.
It's in the shade, and I got sunburned, bitch.
When I was in Acapulco.
Oh fuck. Yeah, oh. I don't know. You know what's one, too? We used to have a friend. I won't say the name, but we used to call him El Cochador because he always said he'd be fucking. Like, every time, I just got back from fucking. Like, I fucked that girl. You know that other girl? I fucked her. Like, every girl he saw, he'd fucked her already.
Like
a big Cochador over here just fucking everything. And we knew he was lying.
Yeah.
He just thought that would make him look cooler. Mm-hmm. And even now, as like a 45-year-old, he's always making shit up, too. I'm like, dude, calm the fuck down.
You know what? That's another one. Like, they know people. Like, they know certain people. Like, they think they're, like, up there. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I know that guy from a club. I could get us in or some shit like that.
Like, the owner of Capulco?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Got you.
And then they're like, who the fuck is Tony?
Yeah, that's a classic one right there.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Damn, what else do we exaggerate?
We do a lot of exaggerating, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we got to show off to people.
For sure, maybe people exaggerate how much they can drink. Like they'll say, like, man, I can drink all fucking night. I can drink a whole fucking a case.
You know, that was early on in our lives. I think now, I don't think we get a lot of that from people. It's just, you know, either you're going to drink or you're not going to drink.
Let's say how much you think you can drink back in the old days? Like, if we're just drinking beer, how many beers you think you can drink in one night?
Probably a fucking 30-pack and shit.
30!
Exaggerated. Exaggerated. Exaggerated, man.
Bitch, you can't even count to 30. What the fuck?
1, 2, 3, 30.
Exaggerated, man.
You know what's one, and being in sports, like when I go golfing, I have friends who be like, oh, I can hit it 250 straight, like 252. And we get on the course, they can't even hit it 150 like yards. I'm like, where the fuck did you get these numbers from?
You know what? I feel like Mick right now.
Yeah, you're like.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
So to when you hit off the tee for the driver.
Off the tip?
Off a tee. You should be able to hit it a good mediocre.
What's
golfer.
The perfect score?
No, I'm talking about
There's
yards.
No perfect score, bitch.
We're talking about yards. Like how many?
Oh, okay.
How many yards you can hit it straight in a straight line, right? You should be able to hit it 200 yards if you're a good golfer. 220 maybe. But if you're always hitting it 250, if you're like, I hit it 250 straight every time, and then you go and you can't hit it 150, and then you keep going to where, then you've just been lying to yourself. Or maybe you hit it once like that, and then you think that applies to every time you go golfing, which it doesn't, you know?
That's kind of weird, though, to try to show off.
No,
that.
Because then you go golf, and you're like, oh, I'm having a bad day. And it's like, are you?
That bad?
Yeah, like every single fucking drive you hit somebody.
Yeah.
You know what's a good one? Basketball. How good you can play basketball. You always see that guy on the side, like, just dribbling like crazy and, you know, doing these moves and, like, psyching out, like, you know, on the sideline.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they get on the ball court, they're not they suck as fuck, man. They're, like, you know, going the wrong way. Can't even pass the ball and stuff. So I think people exaggerate.
That's a good one.
You know, that shit reminds me of our boy, Danny. He told us a story once where people were playing a pickup game. And then he showed up with wearing fucking, he was like all Jordan out. Fucking Jordan.
Those are the worst players. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jordan jersey, shorts, fucking
headband,
Jordan shoes,
wristband,
everything. And he walked in with a basketball too. And he's like, as soon as I walked in, you know, people were like, oh yeah, I'll take him. And he's like, yeah, I got in the game. The first play, fucking twisted my ankle.
He didn't put the right. He didn't tie the Jordans up.
Fucking classic. I was like, you dumb motherfucker, man.
Damn,
that's crazy. We need to stop exaggerating, guys. Just be honest.
No, seriously, man.
Fuck.
It ruins
everybody in here is already 44, 45 years old.
You don't need to be lying, right?
Everybody in here is already 44, 45 years old.
Except
plus
four Barlows.
Shit.
Exaggerating.
Be exaggerating. See what I mean? Fuck!
I'm 35, bitches.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Hey guys, I got a fucking rant.
Oh boy,
I got a fucking rant.
No.
Look, listen. I haven't been here in a few weeks.
Wait, how does this guest?
Oh, sorry.
Have a rant.
Well, he does have also questions.
I have an also rant now.
The also questions fine, but a rant?
It's a rant. I have
using,
a rant.
He's using my language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's
true. I'm 35 and I have a rant. Okay. First of all, there's been a lot of also slander going on on this fucking podcast.
Wait.
Here?
From this? The one motherfucker who's not here today.
Wait. This podcast?
Yes.
Mick Torrance
was talking shit about me a few weeks ago.
He was not.
He was saying I wear only black people on my shirt.
Okay, wait. Yeah, that's
I wore an all black shirt today, motherfuckers.
Wait, that's a black person.
No, it's not. Nobody on there.
I can see how dark he is.
Right.
Anyway.
He said, you're wearing a Wesley Snipes shirt.
And he's not smiling.
Whoopi Goldberg shirt.
She ain't that dark, is she?
No, I don't know.
Oh,
her gums.
It's Wesley Snipes, bro.
This fool was talking shit about me, about what I wear and this and that. I would never ask Jericho about beard advice. Why wouldn't I ask him? Because he doesn't have a fucking beard.
Oh, come on, guys.
I would never take advice from Mick regarding fashion because that motherfucker has the worst fashion sense of all time.
No, he doesn't.
You know what? I agree.
Yes.
No, guys. Come on.
No. He's a 45-year-old man that dresses like a 55-year-old man.
I've seen him
he dresses like a poor 55-year-old man.
No, I've seen him wear some fly shit.
No.
Where?
20 when? Years ago.
No, when we go out to like somebody's birthday
or
something.
No, he doesn't.
Like, no, he has a shirt that says, I'm fly. Yeah.
This fly is my going out shirt.
It says, fly shit.
and it doesn't match his pants or his shoes. So that's number one, okay?
Okay.
Because you can wear Jordans with a fucking suit.
No, you can't.
If you do it right.
Yes, you can.
Listen. He can't. He was right. He can't. He said, my wife wouldn't let me go out the house with a suit and Jordan. I'm like, you're right. You can't. I can.
But you can't.
But I can't.
Because Victoria's pants aren't like...
For those shoes.
Yeah, they're not skinny.
They would cover it.
Yeah, exactly.
They would cover it, and it would be pointless.
He wears those bell bottoms?
Yeah.
He looked like those fucking... Those Klondike fucking horses.
Clydesdales?
The Clydesdales. Yeah. Like the fucking Budweiser one. Yeah. Like they'd be covering it. It'd be like, are you wearing shoes? Yeah.
He got hoofs.
Yeah. Okay. He's stuck in the 90s.
You don't see him every time he walks in here?
Yeah. He takes off his bomber jacket when he walks in. The little with the orange one in?
Yeah.
With the inside orange? Yeah. Dude, for real. Okay. So anyway, that pissed me off.
Okay.
Now, like, this motherfucker's talking shit. Okay.
Talking shit about fashion.
Yeah. Don't talk fashion with Mick. All right. Number two. He tried to start some beef with me and what's that other podcast? Chicanoish.
Oh, wait a minute. I just heard. Go ahead and finish, but I – go ahead and finish.
He sends – I don't listen to any other podcasts. That's the only podcast I listen to. But he sends me clips of other podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a Chicanoish podcast, and he sent me one of What Can Go Wrong podcast.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they were talking about me on those podcasts.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to set me up to like get fucking start beef with people.
Well, I don't know if you know, bro.
You're about to get stabbed.
No, first of all,
what? I don't know if you know.
Okay, tell me.
One of the representatives from the Chicanoish podcast is in town.
And holy shit.
And he is in Watts
is
at the
Pops,
moment.
Is it Pops, Beans, or Buzz?
It's Buzz. The craziest one
Which
in the
one's
grill.
Buzz? The son?
Buzz, the son.
Is he the boxer?
Yes.
Oh.
MMA fighter.
Oh,
all
bring
that
him
shit.
On. Oh, shit. Bring him on. Isn't he like 5'5", though?
Well.
I could probably hold him in my hand. I don't give a fuck.
Come on.
Anyway. Yeah, but anyway,
so
yeah,
he's in town.
He might be fucking O'Malley and shit, motherfucker.
Oh, weak ass fight. Fucking weak
bitch.
Ass fucking fight.
What are you talking
I
fucking
about?
Lost money in that.
There was a UFC fight on
Sean
Saturday
O'Malley.
Night.
Okay.
It was Mexico night.
Yeah.
Took
yeah.
off on a tangent, but.
But Mexico fucking sucked ass, by the way.
Really? They were all they went 0-5, I think.
No, 2-6.
2-4.
That's still pretty bad.
That ugly motherfucker.
Oh, the ugly fool won. Yeah, with the big that guy won. Yeah.
And then another guy.
Terrible.
Anyway, oh, he's in town. Hey, if you're in town, call me at 444. Tell him to call me. Anyway, Chicanoish Podcast, What Can Go Wrong Podcast, please reach out to Jericho.
No, why me?
Because you're the representative.
Okay.
I don't want to give out my information. What the fuck? But this fool's been trying to start beef with me for a while, man. And I, you know, at the end of the day, I don't want beef. It's all love. That's why he's not here. He's probably got arrested.
Yeah.
Why isn't he here today?
I don't know.
What was his reason today?
He's trying to, you know, change his fashion sense.
I don't. Oh, so he won't be here the rest of the year.
Well, it is his birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Never know.
Oh,
he might
shit.
Getting some clothes
Holy
for his birthday.
Holy shit.
Hey. Oh, we should get him a gift, huh?
You know what?
Like,
that's
like,
true.
Like a carry, like,
no.
Oh, yeah. Let's give him an outfit, like a nice outfit.
Yeah, an outfit, not a gift card.
You know
no,
what?
Because
he's going to buy his own shit.
Yeah. No, we should give him something that also will wear.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Pick out his shirt and pick out, like.
All right. Also, how do you pick out your clothes?
Okay. You start at the bottom.
Okay.
You start with the shoes.
Yeah, I understand that, but like, let's say if you were to like look at maybe a magazine.
Okay, good question.
You, no, how about you want a fashion
old ass 45-year-old
magazine? Who the fuck? You opened up the Sears catalog.
Where do you guys?
You buy your shoes on East Bay? What the fuck?
Where do you look?
Finger Hut. This motherfucker. I want a lamp for free. A lava lamp from Finger Hut. Okay, I'm still paying off my lava lamp from fucking Finger Hut. Anyway,
all right. Say you want to give Mick a makeover.
Yeah. Okay.
How would you start?
First with the jeans. Okay. I gave him. I was at the Levi's store at the Citadel a couple months ago, and I told him, "Hey, jeans are not too expensive," because he only buys Old Navy jeans. I told him, "You got to buy some Levi's, bro." No. Listen.
What is wrong with
the Angry Blue?
No. You get some Levi's.
Yeah.
They're quality, so they're going to last you longer than. You buy two Old Navy jeans in a span of 2 years, the Levi's would have been there for 4 years.
Right.
Right? So, like, he doesn't understand that. And I get it. He's like, "I'll just buy some Old Navy." That's number one. Some that fit him properly. Right? And then, okay. Then I forgot about my rant. What pissed me off is he keeps saying that I only wear black people on my shirt.
Yeah.
Dude, I grew up listening to that music. Why would I name a band that you like?
Stone Temple Pilots.
Why the fuck would I wear a Stone Temple Pilots shirt when I can't name you one song of theirs? Right?
What? Vaseline?
I don't know Vaseline.
Interstate Love Song?
No, I don't know that one, right? So
Creep?
Nope. I know Creep by TLC.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I grew up with hip hop.
Yeah.
So, of course, I have fucking Andre 3000 shirts, and I have Tupac shirts and Biggie shirts. I wouldn't have a Stone Temple Pilots. That's faking it. That's not me.
What about a Nirvana shirt?
I have a Nirvana shirt. I like Nirvana and Guns N' Roses before I liked rap.
All right, good.
Then I liked rap, like in 93, 94. Yeah. But before that, it was Guns N' Roses and the whatever. So,
what about Green Day or Pearl Jam?
No, I never got into them.
No Offspring. No.
My wife loves them. I don't.
All right, I love your wife.
Yeah, thank you. Me too. with that said, though, he's like, "Why are you wearing black people on shirt?" That's what I listen to. Like, he probably walks around wearing fucking Mellow Man A shirts or Kid Froth shirts or fucking a lighter shade of brown shirts. That's not me, bro.
I don't think they make those shirts.
No, he finds them at the swap meet with the jeans he buys. They probably have them at the Old Navy. So I would buy him. He likes old school rap.
Yeah.
So I would buy him like an Ice Cube shirt. But I don't think he would wear it. Because it has an African American on the shirt.
You gotta buy him an Ace of Base shirt.
Yeah.
You know what?
House of Pain. Some shit like that. Yeah.
That guy that's like, what?
What? What? In my butt?
What? In the butt. What?
No, I would have to buy him one that had a logo, not the actual rapper.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right. like the maybe like a
Well, maybe a Nas or a Q-tip.
But the Nas logo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The big M with the A and the S.
Right.
So like a black Nas logo, some jeans that fit him properly, and like some nice Jordan ones.
Properly meaning. Not fucking white leg shit.
Now what? He's still wearing. He still has a. Yeah, he has a carpenter one with the little thing for your pencil. Hammer. You know what I mean?
This motherfucker's not a carpenter.
Yeah, like what the? He didn't even have a hammer in his house.
I know. He calls people.
Yeah.
To fucking unplug his toilet.
I had to go put a picture frame for him last week.
Remind me.
Hey, but he was wearing those pants. Huh?
You need a hammer? He's like, hold on.
Here it is.
Remind me never to be absent from this show.
You can. You record it.
I know. You own all the equipment.
We'll just be like, Jerky, just turn on the equipment. We'll take it from here.
You guys will get on anyone that's not here.
No. This is like, we needed this. This is like an intervention. Listen, Mick, this is an intervention.
Hey, those shoes, man.
Yeah, we say this because we love you.
Those shoes need to go.
Okay, what kind of shoes would you get?
I'll get him some Jordan 3s.
Jordan
3s. Or you know what? Air Force 1s.
Okay.
Some all-white Air Force 1s. Those are classic.
I think Air Max.
Which ones, though?
I'm not sure.
90s?
You know what?
95s?
I think he'll look cool in some Yeezys and shit.
The fuck are Yeezys?
He'd be comfortable in them, for sure. He has a sciatica shit, so he'd be comfortable with the Yeezys.
Damn. His business.
It'll help his back.
Yeah, his back's fucked up.
And he'll look fucking cool as fuck.
Yeah, yeah. But the pants have to be tapered at the bottom, or as the shoes, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, he'll look like a Klondike.
Yeah. So, okay. We'll get him some Yeezys.
Yeah.
We'll get, but the V2s. We'll get him some V2 Yeezys.
I just got some 350 Boost.
The Boost 350. Oh, those are comfy.
Hey, man, if I would have brought them today, you would have been like, holy shit.
You have Yeezys?
I know.
What the fuck?
You know what? I don't like Kanye, but I saw these and I was
He's like, I only agree with the Jewish stuff. That's the only thing I agree with. I don't like his music, but the Jewish stuff, he's right on.
We're right on par. I know. I'll wear them next week.
Wow.
They're badass.
That is funny, man.
They're kind of bright, too.
I never thought you would wear Yeezys.
Right. I know. I never thought I would either.
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we wouldn't think that he used to talk shit about reggaeton.
Right.
And now he, like, shut up, bitch. That shit.
Who invited this motherfucker?
This one wants to do the podcast by himself.
No.
Anybody invited.
You know what? It's funny because Barlow's, rewind back to college years.
Yeah.
And you see the way he used to dress.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's like kind of like Mick, but worse.
Oh,
shut the fuck.
I really wish we could post these pictures up.
See? Yeah. Well, you just cover our face.
I know, but no one would recognize
him. I know. That's true.
They'll recognize Barlow's because of his dress.
This is what I mean, though. Barlow's has evolved.
Right.
A lot. Yeah.
He's
a
evolved. Lot. So that, a lot. But a that's, lot. He's, what's the opposite of evolved?
You stay as Mictorious.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's Mictorious. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is, I do this because I love him.
Ah.
I'm trying to help him. I want to help him.
But if you love him, you'll accept him the way he is.
No.
You want to change him.
I don't want to change him. I want to improve him. I want to improve because guess what? I walk into the same fucking meeting the first Thursday of the month.
And you're embarrassed.
And I'm like, fuck. And then he walks and gets two donuts from the fucking donut place. You know what I mean? So I'm like, fuck. So I will give him some shoes.
Because fucking Olsen's like, I'm his friend. I'm walking here looking all fresh.
Yeah.
And then I'm hanging out with this guy.
He's cramping my style.
Dressed as a 55-year-old man.
They're probably like, why does he also keep bringing his uncle to the fucking meetings?
He's
like,
okay.
I have a funny story.
He's like, we look retarded as a unit.
Yeah, as a unit. Yeah, you represent me as a unit. Okay, listen. So I don't want to share too much. What we do for work. No, what we do for work.
Okay. No.
So we work at a company, right?
Mm. Yeah.
And we work with families.
Yes.
Okay? So we had a Christmas party for the staff. Christmas party is like at 7.
Yeah.
And they have like, it's like right after COVID, so they have like a big tent for us so we can kick it. Mm-hmm. So we're there hanging out. And he walks into the fucking venue, and right away one of the people in charge is like, excuse me, sir, this is for the staff. The parents aren't supposed to be here.
Wow.
They thought he was a parent of a kid.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, I've been here 6 months. Like, I've worked here. And then he showed his badge and like, oh, sorry. And so I always, every time we pass through the front desk, I'm like, this bitch is not going to let you in. This bitch is not going to let you in. So think about that. They thought he was a parent.
Wow.
See what I mean, though?
I get
it. I'm trying to help him. I get it. So, guys, to the people.
The people.
If anybody can find a Tres Delincuentes t-shirt, I can give them. Like in a size. What is
I
he,
love
like
that
a,
band.
Like a 2X?
Get t-shirts.
He's like a,
how about a Cypress Hill shirt?
A Cypress Hill shirt.
That's right. That's
awesome.
They're all Latinos. Right?
Yes, I'll give him a. And then
Mellow my name.
Barlos, you want to meet at the Levi's store later on? Get him a Levi's shirt?
I don't wear Levi's.
No, but for him. For him.
Yes.
For him. I wear Levi's.
Yeah. What pants are those? I mean, oh, you got George today.
I got George, bro.
Yeah, what brand are those?
I don't want to say.
Gosh.
Do those come in men?
Do those?
All right, you know what? All right.
What are those? All right, Gucci?
These are Gap.
But they fit well, though.
Well, you know, I've had them for like 7 years.
I thought you had them since you were seven.
I mean, you know.
So they're small.
So they're baby Gap.
I've had them for seven years.
Booty shorts.
You know, it shows.
I don't want you to stand up, but do you see Juicy in the back?
You know what? You guys are talking shit, but it shows the quality of the fucking Gap, bro.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Because it's still fucking good.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. That maternity clothing line works.
Fuck you, motherfuckers.
I'm dying over here. Because this is the short.
Oh, fuck.
You did it.
Hey, man. Hey, like I said before, jorts are comfortable and stylish.
Right.
All right?
You don't have to keep saying that. We can believe you.
We can see it in your face.
It accentuates my leg tattoo.
Right.
You know? So that's the whole goddamn point.
Right. Anyway.
Bitches.
We're going to make over Victoria before the year ends. Believe you me.
Yes, man.
He's going to walk into a meeting and I'm going to be happy he's next to me.
Okay, so you do have to take him shopping.
I do. I tried to take him shopping. I said, come to the Citadel. Yeah. I'm here now. Come over here. And he's like, I can't.
And you have to sit outside of the dressing room.
Yes, for sure.
And then. When he comes out,
guess what?
Every time he comes out, you have to say, like, do that face of, like, yes or no, right?
Guess what? I'm going to say what P. Diddy told 50. Hey, you want to go shopping?
It's your boy Ernesto Grubzilla from Flashback with the homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas show.
Fellas, guess what, man?
What's up, man?
One of our listeners reached out to Barlow's
with
a listener question.
What? You got listeners?
I guess so. Shit. Damn. That's one of 10. So our listener, he wants the fellow's advice, right?
Nice.
How should he have handled the situation? You know, what should he do next? And you know, what is our recommendation, right?
Okay.
So you know, this guy, his mom, she was able to get, she got her residency.
Congratulations.
After 21 years.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
And now she's able to go to Mexico and go visit her family, go visit her town. And he went with her.
For the first time?
For the first time in
That's
21
beautiful,
years.
Bro.
Right?
Oh, man, we got to clap it up for the lady, on. Man. Yeah.
You know, that's for the mama listeners.
You know, she fucking, you know, obviously she sacrificed a lot. We all come from I don't know if you come from an immigrant family because you're from Middle East.
We immigrant.
Oh, you are?
We immigrant.
He's not Middle Eastern. He's Mexican.
What? What? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're from Mexicali.
Holy shit. Man, you guys look like that?
Yeah, no, just me.
You know, okay, so again, you know, we all come from immigrant families.
Yes.
They immigrated here, you know, the different fucking stages, different levels and whatnot, right? So she finally got her residency. They were able to finally go to Mexico, visit the family. He went with her. And it was from, they're actually still on vacation there. Mm. They're still there. So he has a girlfriend. And in the town that they're at or in the area that they're at, the reception's bad. Internet's bad. Obviously, we know that, right? Because we've all been to Mexico. We know. We all go to the little pueblitos and whatnot. And we know that the shit's not fucking good.
Right.
So, his girlfriend's been tripping on him. Like, how come you're not texting me? How come when I call you, you're not picking up? He's like, well, you know, we just got back. We're catching up with family. We're having conversations with our families. We're, you know, we're enjoying the atmosphere or whatnot. And she's just fucking pissed. So every time they get on the phone, they're you know, they're arguing. So, you know, fast forward about 4 days ago, 3 days ago, he's like, you know what, man, what I decided to do, I turned off her notifications. I turned off the phone where I'm not able to see her phone calls because it just got really bad. Every time I got on the phone,
it's fucking up the trip. It's fucking up the trip. The trip is supposed to be like a bonding. First of all, bonding with mom. Right. And then also just going back to where they came from. Right. She's fucking it up.
Right. So she should have understood that. So he decided to fucking break up with her. And they still have 3 days left on the trip.
Okay.
So his question is, did he handle the situation correctly? How could he have handled it better? They were together for 11 months.
Okay.
And he thought that she was going to be a long-term girl.
Oh, wait. They've been only together for
11 months.
Oh, okay.
Almost a year.
Do you know how old this guy is?
Oh, he's 28. She's 25.
Okay.
Yeah.
They should be mature by that.
At 25, she's already.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She should be, right? So, what? So, he's asking the fellas and the guest.
Motherfucker.
Well, you know, Victorious isn't here, so.
But he's sitting in his seat.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean shit.
It means a lot.
He's not crossing his legs like Victorious.
Oh, that's true.
That's true.
Can you put that pillow on your crotch?
Yeah, I'm going to poke your eye out. My bad.
That's a Victorious move right there.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. You know what? I think Victorious gets a hard on and some shit that we talked about.
Yeah.
That's why he does that shit.
The angle at Barlos' shorts from here?
Yeah.
I got one too.
Yeah.
It's because he has a full view of my
the
my
whole tattoo. I can see it.
My tattoo leg,
right?
It looks like a vagina.
I want
like a hot ass vagina.
So who wants to take it first?
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, coming from, I was married really early, and there were signs there that I ignored.
Red flags.
Shit that I in my head was like, because of me not. I was young. I was like 21, right? This guy's 27, so he... 28. He needs to see these red flags and these signs that will only get worse as they're together for longer and they live together or they have kids together. Like, this shit's not going to go away because that's who she is showing you her true colors.
Yeah.
So take it as, like, a blessing that, like, she's showing it now. If he really likes her, then when he comes back, they can talk about it, but I don't think that's going to go away. People can change, though, but I don't think, like, you have some stuff, you know, like, and she's clingy or whatever it was that she's doing, and if she's not, it's not like if he was, like, at a bachelor getaway and stuff, it's different. He's with his mom.
If he went to fucking Colombia or Thailand.
Like, he's with his mom, and this should be something that he should come back with memories and stories for her, and they should enjoy that part of it, but if she's kind of ruining it with all the calling and the texting and the put and... just making him not enjoy it. Take it as a sign, dude. You got off.
So get this. Here's another, a little bit more detail. Mm. So the girl, she's not the type of girl that goes out. She's not like hanging out with friends, going to clubs, going to bars. So he called, you know, he said, quote unquote, she's not your typical club hoe, you know?
Mm.
She's like one of those good girls.
Okay. She's a good hoe.
She's a good hoe.
All right.
Yeah. Take it from there.
That's it. Okay. Listen, fellas. When we go to Mexico, we got papers.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I was 14 years old, I could have brought me back a 14-year-old bride. Because that's just how it is in Mexico. People look at you and you're... I'm a LA 6. And that's being generous.
Yeah, 6.5.
Yeah. But over there, I'm a Mexico 12, bro.
You got papers, too?
Yes, I got papers. I got a little bit of money. You know what I mean? Like, it's
he's got that good hair.
Yeah, right.
No, his hair is fucking impeccable.
But in Mexico, it's a totally different thing. And we don't know if this guy is a good-looking dude.
Is he a good-looking dude, Barlos?
I don't know.
I mean,
what do you think?
I didn't go through his profile.
Okay.
Liar. You fucking liar. Show me the picture. I'll take it.
Let me look through it right now.
Yes, please. And we don't know if he's been caught maybe flirting with other girls.
You're right. You're right.
Or even cheating to that matter. You know what I mean? So we don't know why she's in the headspace that she's in. and why she even feels comfortable with him going to Mexico by himself. Because Mexico, when you're in Mexico, it's a wild, wild west, bro. I don't care if you do go with your mom.
Yeah.
You can get away from her for a good day or two if you want to. So, you know what? That relationship, it just seems like it's not going to work out anyway.
Yeah.
She doesn't trust him. He doesn't want to hear her shit. So, like, whatever that, whatever their dynamic is.
So, I to piggyback on what you said, if there were some issues in the past that he maybe, that they had gone through because of him, I think he's like an LA 5.
So Mexico 10.
Mexico 10, maybe, yeah.
There you go.
He should have, if there was issues in the past, there should have been a conversation.
Yeah.
Of like, hey, I'm going to go. If there's anything that's bothering you or that might bother you, just know I'm going to be with my mom. You know, I might need some space. But, yeah, it, maybe it came at a wrong time.
Right. Right.
Agüitado, compa. He's all sad and shit.
My girl's a fucking toxic guy.
Yeah. Fuck. He probably wants to throw himself in the water. He doesn't know how to swim.
But you know what? I think when it comes to it, like, I think there was more than just that trip. I think there's more history to it, even though it's early on, you know, in the relationship and stuff like that. Something has to do with, like, how even, because I'm pretty sure they were probably friends before that. And, you know, sometimes you see things like on that friend, you know, maybe he was like a flirt with all these other girls and now they got together, you know, now he kind of sees it like, oh, okay, now he's, you know, he's easily very social and maybe could pick up on some girls over there.
But he's at a rancho with his mom.
Nope. And who's to say that his mom hates this bitch? And she wants to find him.
A la prima se la rima.
She's like,
ah, got you.
Hey, the mom can be the best wingman in the world if she wants to be. You know what I mean?
And she'd be like, ese no está fea como tu novia.
Oh!
And just be like, damn.
Mi hijo es ciudadano.
You know, I think it's early on in the relationship. So
11 months is still early on?
11 months is very early.
I think it's early on.
Okay.
I think
it's not early on. It's not early on if you're 45, but it's early on if you're 29.
If you're 29, it's very early, very early.
So I think, you know, it's clean cut. You know, like, it just didn't work out.
Right.
You know, and that's it. Because, like you said, like also said and stuff, it's just kind of shows you who she kind of is just within that trip and stuff. So, you know, I mean,
you'll never be able to go on a guy's trip ever. If she's like this with his mom, never be on a fucking guy's trip.
No. Exactly.
You know what just got, what just popped in my head? What if the girl is no tiene papeles?
Ooh.
The one from here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think of that.
And that was her fucking.
So she needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she needs to be like, hey, whenever you want to come back, I'm here for you, baby.
I got some chilaquiles here for you. Like, ready when you arrive, you and your mom.
Some picadillo.
Whatever the fuck you want.
Te hago tu lonche.
I'll pick you up from the airport. Yes. Lo que quieras, mijo. Yeah. She's fucking up.
She's fucking up, for sure.
Look, bro, you didn't do anything wrong. If you need to hear this, just do your thing. Enjoy your trip with your mom. Come back, figure this out later. But you might have to go the Jericho route and bring yourself a wife back.
Right.
And you know what? I think we're all old enough to know, like, enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
Don't, because you'll never get these moments back. You'll never get this moment where your mom sees, like, old relatives, where you kind of see some cousins that you never met. And, you know, these moments you cannot get back.
And if there's a fine ass cousin there, right?
Right, they already got the same last name,
right? It could be like fucking Martinez. Fuck it.
Exactly.
Yeah, who cares?
What the fuck?
You're far enough from the
genetic pool
where you know, 10% chance you have any issues with the kids.
It'll
be
all right, bro.
Don't have kids.
Yeah,
you'll be all right. Enjoy your time out there, man.
Enjoy your time. Again, you don't know when your mom's gonna be able to go back. You know, I don't know how old she is, but again, you just never know.
And just a bit of advice. And I know everyone now is so sour on the state of how relationships are going, or how people are, how women are, how, like, women are very demanding without even offering anything. And how, you know, like, men are pretty much pussies, aren't they?
Yeah.
They don't know how to do shit. They don't know how to change a tire. They don't know how to change a light bulb.
Who are you talking about, though?
We're talking about everybody. Like,
what? I can change this fucking tire.
Not you!
You just call 1-800-AAA.
No, I'm not talking about
that. And I can change my fucking battery in my fucking car.
Okay.
Batteries.
You call 1-800-AAA.
No, but there's, like, a very sour state on people in general. Like, there are still good people out there. There are still good women out there. There's still women that cook. There's still women that clean and that care for their man, but the man has to have something to offer as
value.
Well.
Value, yeah. Exactly.
And some value and be able to, you know, to compliment her and to protect her and to provide for her.
And so, a woman doesn't necessarily have to be the one cooking and cleaning all the time either.
Right, no. You know? Like, it's a partnership.
Look, I'll say this. Being in a relationship shouldn't be this hard.
It shouldn't.
Right. It should be smooth more than it isn't. Mm-hmm, and if it's always chaotic, then something is wrong in the relationship. It doesn't mean both of you are at a fault. Just go your separate ways. Right. Your relationship should be fun. Every once in a while, some conversations. But for the most part, it should be fun. You should enjoy yourself. Yes. It shouldn't be a headache.
What I call it is, you shouldn't have to work
so hard
on it.
Yeah.
Right. I don't like the word compromise.
What do you like?
You should want to, you know, have fun with your partner. Sure. You should want to like the same things that they like.
Sure.
Yeah. And be willing to be open to
case
it.
In point.
Well, that's what it is. It's compromising isn't a bad word.
No.
Well, compromising is what the word compromising is changing your values. And we're not changing values. We're just, you know, being open to what others are open to. You know what I mean?
This episode comes out Friday?
Yes. Well, maybe.
Okay.
unless my fucking Cherokee goes out drinking and shit.
Yeah,
That's why it came out late on Friday. By the way,
yeah, I was waiting on the Friday morning. I was like, where the fuck is it?
I fell asleep, bro.
and then it was only like 30 minutes long. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the fucking the song was longer than the show.
I messaged
the end song was longer than the show.
I fucking messaged Cherokee. I was like, hey, bro. Hey, people are having trouble downloading the episode. You're like, I'm barely cutting it.
I went out on Thursday night, bro. I'm sorry.
Shit. Yeah, and I was with him.
Oh, you were.
Yeah.
But with that said, you're right though. Like when you love someone and you enjoy their company, you'd be there anywhere with them. My wife's friends are going to the Usher concert on Saturday, but they have like these stupid expensive seats, and they didn't invite her. But anyway, she's like, oh, that'd be cool. So then I said, you know what? I don't like Usher. I can name you like 3 of his songs, but I'm not an Usher fan. I said, I'll get tickets. We'll go. She doesn't know yet. Mm. She's going to know this weekend. Yeah. That's why we'll have date night. We'll go. It's not a compromise because I'm not trying to, you know, you're right. It's not. Yeah. I want to be there for her.
Yeah.
And I'll be there and I'll be just eating and shit.
What if you see her being all sexy with her fucking music?
I know.
Usher.
But guess what? No, our seats are far as fuck. But. Oh. Once I get home, it's going to help me. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this.
She's going to be like, go ahead.
Are you going to get one of his shirts?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, I'm not an Usher fan. No,
come
I'm not
going to.
Nah, I'll get one for her.
Well, you should get. Well, you should be twinsies, wear it. Twinsies, bro.
What if she goes, can I call you Usher?
I'd be like, U.S.
You better.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, you better say yes, bro.
Hell yeah.
That'll be
go
the best night of your life.
Yeah, I got you. Go for it. Call me whatever, girl.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Like, do you talk to guys when you're taking a piss?
You're pissing.
And, like on the, like no, somebody usually, comes up and no, they're like
in a public restroom?
Yeah.
Even if I'm walking
no,
in.
No, not a public restroom, but I'm talking like at work. No. Yeah. Like, when somebody pees next to you, like, no, hey man, no, you saw no. that fucking game? No. I'm like, yeah, no. man, cool.
No. Well, this motherfucker the other day at work started talking to me about fucking work.
And I'm like
on the pisser, and I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be rude. They're like, oh, okay, well, you know.
But why is that bad?
It's like an unwritten rule. You just shut the fuck up.
My dick's in my
I could be talking to Jericho about the most important thing as we walk in. As soon as we walk in, the rule is we shut the fuck up and we go our separate ways, and then we get out.
Yeah, you start talking when you get out again.
You might give
actually when you're washing your hands.
Yeah, then maybe.
So what I was saying.
So the thing is that because you're holding your cock.
Yeah.
But why is that? Because you're like, he's going to be looking at it?
No, I probably think you're like, I need my privacy.
What, you can't go?
I do have an awesome question for Shomar, actually. Just kidding, Shomar. Just kidding. I thought he's a changed man. I just want to know about self fellatio.
He still doesn't want to suck at
him. He's anti. I stand what I stand.
Dude, it's so good.
While he's waiting for his car to charge, what he's doing.
I know.
Have we ever talked about this? What if you have your clone? It's you.
It's your clone,
and he can suck your dick, which is you. You can suck your own dick. Uh-huh. Would you let him?
No.
Hey. Oh
no.
Man.
Okay. No. How am I going to see myself?
But it's not gay. It's not gay because it's you.
No, it's not.
Okay. Would you let him jack you off?
No.
But you jack yourself off?
No. Yeah, but, I mean, The clones. It's still somebody else.
No, but when you jack yourself up, it's you.
I know.
It's the clone is you.
Yeah.
No.
No, but it's you.
No, because I know what I like.
But you
I know because you.
My clone. My
your clone, no.
Why can't my clone jerk himself out?
No, because it because you're busy. You're busy, like, playing video games or some shit. And then you need an extra hand.
You're like, clone. Clone, cometh here.
You're like, chop, chop.
Bring the lube.
And your clone is connected to your mind. Right. So you don't even have to say anything.
He has your mind.
So he knows what I like.
Right, yeah, of course.
Because he's you.
He's you.
Oh, shit, I think we're going somewhere. Go ahead.
No.
Ah, fuck.
No, that's a guy.
No, but it's you.
It's a guy
but
jerking you off.
You're a guy when you jerk off.
Yeah, but it's me.
But this is your clone. It's you.
I know. It's still you.
It's you, bro.
No, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Shit.
I wouldn't.
I would let your clone jack me off.
Listen to me. Look at
it. It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
All right, fellas.
Wait, no.
Wait,
it's time.
No. Bro.
Dude, it's time.
It is time.
It's late.
Why?
You gotta go home. So we can't stay here. You gotta cut the show.
I do.
Fuck.
I know.
They don't go out on Thursday.
We don't want to repeat. Actually, cut the shit tomorrow.
Okay. I got shit to do tomorrow.
Whoa, shit.
I spiked his water with a fucking Red Bull. Do that shit tomorrow.
All right, yeah. Cut that shit.
All right.
Because you're gonna be out on Thursday again.
I will.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Damn, man.
That's why you don't have the fucking people.
The people.
Fucking waiting.
For and texting me, DMing me.
Yeah, I got that shit too. I'm like, what the fuck?
The listener's mom was waiting to listen to that shit in Mexico.
That's true.
True. Exactly, goddammit.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, man. Again, yeah, man. I say, yeah, man.
You say it all the time.
Hey, bitch, really?
That was victorious.
Yeah, man.
I don't say, yeah, man. Do
yeah,
I?
You do.
Well, now you do.
God damn it.
When you're wearing Gap's pants.
When you say it to your boyfriend, yeah, man.
Let's go shopping.
Yeah, man.
I need to replace these Gap shorts. This motherfucker talking shit.
Oh, shit.
Good time, fellas. And fucking guest.
Yeah.
With that said, zip it up, zip it down, motherfuckers.
You know what? It was good. I had fun. You know, I do miss Mick. And you know, you know, even though you guys talk about his fashion.
Dude, yeah. He got destroyed today.
No, but you know what? Even though you guys talk about his fashion, I think it makes Nick him. I think all that makes him.
Yeah, no,
him.
I know, but.
And I love everything about Mick.
No, we
know?
Want him to be, I want Mick to be Mick.
But I don't,
like
I don't.
A better
I,
version of him.
But
like,
see, I wouldn't see him as a better version because that's not him. I like
okay,
Mick.
Then,
Mick
then,
carries himself.
Then he needs to shut the fuck up talking about also. Because
yeah.
That's me.
That's true.
Well, that's
true.
On him and stuff.
That's who, that's and that's what started it all.
What about he? If, what about if he wanted to make you a makeover? You know the way
I would jump off a bridge. I would rather jump off a bridge.
Well, wow. Definitely a good show. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff and everything. So yeah. So I'm glad I was back. I'm glad I miss you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, also I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah,
so you know, it's nice seeing you.
Thank you.
Everything and you know, hopefully we'll see each other again next week. Hopefully Mick is back. And yeah, so you know, fuck the kicker, you know, and let's go Dodgers and let's go Raiders.
Have you picked a kicker to fuck this year?
Nah.
Okay. All right.
Whoa. Hey, talking about the Dodgers, fucking Ohtani, bro.
Yeah, he's
48.
Yeah.
48, 48.
Yeah.
48. Hey, that motherfucker
crazy.
That catches that 50th home run and he does the 50 fucking
steals.
Bro,
they're
going to
get paid. That's 50-50. That's crazy. 50-50
is crazy. God, crazy. Never been done.
Never
been
done. When 40-40 happened, I was like,
you know what?
Well,
there's only six
40-40s. Well, wait. 48-48 has never been done.
Yeah, but we right. Baseball likes round numbers. 49-49
has never been done.
Right.
So, but baseball likes round numbers.
Right.
3,000.
Yeah.
500 home run. So
only six people before him have done the 40-40. That's insane.
Yeah. And
or Toto. Is it Toto?
Can you name him?
I know Canseco's
one. Canseco's one.
Fucking Ricky Henderson?
No, I think he's 40 home runs.
Oh. Babe Ruth?
No, I can't. I don't know the number. I don't know the name.
I have no idea.
Ozzie Smith?
No. You need to hit. It needs to be big guys that can run for the 40 home runs. That's the hardest part.
But either way, man, like, oh, I'm going to go watch him. I'm going to go to a Dodger game this Sunday.
If you catch the fucking 50-50.
That's crazy.
Bro.
Bring the right now.
No, it's Sunday. Bro, it's Tuesday right now.
I know.
He's going to be done by fucking Wednesday.
You never know.
Sometimes they go on a slump, but they try pressing too hard. Yeah. If you catch it, you're sharing it with the fellas.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
I'll
treat you guys to like something.
A watch. He's like, I'll buy you.
I'll take you guys shopping.
I get watch.
I'll take you guys shopping if you guys accept.
Bitch, you better buy me a $500 watch.
How much do you think that bottle would be worth?
Fucking a couple million.
Yeah. No, more than that.
A couple million.
Yeah. Well, you see, you got to think, it's not just the American fans. Right. It's the Japanese fans, too.
And I think I'll sell it to a Japanese fan.
Yeah, for sure.
Whatever you do.
Oh, you sell it to a fucking Yakuza.
Yeah.
You know they're going to pay fucking $5 million.
Yeah, but then the FBI is going to come after that shit.
They're going to kill him.
Why?
Because that money's fucking
dirty.
Betting, yeah.
Don't, whatever you do, don't let the Dodgers trick you.
Don't get two bats in a fucking hat.
Yeah, fucking. Oh, definitely, guys. But guess what?
I'm gonna come back. I got two Dodger dogs.
But guess what? I'm coming back next week.
And Otani gave me a kiss in the cheek.
I met his interpreter.
So
gave me season tickets for next year.
But definitely, good show. And you know, with that, I'm out.
All right, man. Thanks for letting me on the show again. I feel like I'm part of the show already. I feel like it.
I think you are.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
I don't like when he does that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm part of. I have my own couch now. Yes. I can make fun of the other members and nobody says anything because I'm part of the members. Yeah, I'm a fucking fella. Yeah.
Well, you're just lucky that we agree with you.
Oh.
On certain topics.
Victorious.
Anyway, but I do appreciate it. Shout out to Chavo. Who is my other fake fella partner.
He's more of a loser than you are, though.
Oh, come on. That's my boy.
Hey, he's never here.
He's busy, though. He has young children. He has like 50 children. Kids away. No, he has young children. That's the thing. Yeah. My kids are teenagers.
I take back my comment.
Take it back. But I'll see Chavo on Thursday when we go play basketball.
Oh, there you
go. Tell him next time he's here, tell him bring pizza.
I will.
Pizza Mania.
Pizza Mania.
Come on.
Hey, bro.
That's fucked up.
That shit was delicious.
Yeah, but they burnt it down.
No.
What? You didn't know that?
No. What the fuck?
They burnt down Pizza Mania.
Ooh, why?
The fuck burnt it down?
I don't know. It was arson, they say.
When?
Fucking way.
Like maybe 2 weeks ago.
Where's the...
In Santa Fe Springs.
No, Whittier.
Whittier, whatever. Yeah,
that's where he lives, yeah.
Yeah.
No shit.
That burnt down. I thought you were being facetious.
No.
Mick.
Is that another type of pizza?
Mick, what is facetious?
What if it's facetious?
He's like, it's a jean brand. I need to get some jeans. Anyway, shout out to Chavo. Bring some pizza from Baby Bros.
Oh, yeah, Baby Bros. Good.
Bring some Baby Bros pizza next time. Shout out to Chicanoish. Uh-huh. Call the number 444. What's the name? 444. Chicanoish, call him. Who's in town?
It's Buzz.
Buzz.
And his brother Ryan, by the way.
Buzz and Ryan, hit me up. I'm in South Central. Look for me near Slauson and another street. I won't say it.
He's nearby. He's by Alameda and like the 90s.
No shit.
90s.
Oh, he's in fucking Watts.
He's in Watts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We should hang out with them.
Yeah,
we should.
Invite him out on fucking, how long are they here?
He's here till the 24th.
Oh, shit.
Invite him out. We'll hang out with them on Thursday.
Yeah, I just found out today, so.
All right.
Start a group chat.
There you go.
Yeah. Anyway, meet me on Alameda and Gage.
Well, by the time they hear this shit,
Feed
we should have already hung out.
Yeah. And then shout out to the What Can Go Wrong podcast. I've never listened to your shows. Only clips.
You should, bro.
Only clips that Mick sends me.
It's hilarious.
But shout out to them. They were talking about also last time, but no beef with anybody. They call me a little bitch and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who goes on a podcast and calls somebody else a little bitch?
Come on, wait.
That's crazy.
Start that.
My bad. Anyway, shout out to everybody, Beans, Buzz, Pops, and the What Can Go Wrong podcast. Also out.
And this week, I have a little show by the name of The Perfect Couple.
This is a show about me and Mick?
No, yes!
What the fuck?
You've heard about it.
It's too fucking dramatic.
It is very dramatic.
Who comes out in that?
It's Nicole Kidman, fucking
Schreiber? Lee Schreiber? Schreiber?
Whatever
his name
fucking,
is.
Fucking
and then a bunch of unknowns.
Yeah.
But the show starts off as like a rich family. Like they live in Nantucket. I thought Nantucket was like a fictional place.
I know.
It's a real fucking place.
Like Lake Titicaca.
Right.
But it's a real place.
Yes.
I mean, a real lake.
And this is where rich people fucking live, bro. Like generational fucking, like they own every fucking thing.
I think I went to a Diddy party there once.
Yeah. No, even Diddy can't afford a house in that fucking place. Damn. That's how fucking exclusive it is there. And like, they, there's never a house for sale, of course, because they own everything, right? They don't have a reason to sell anything. The point is this: there was going to be a wedding on their Nantucket estate, and somebody ends up dead. And it almost reminds you of that that game
Clue.
Yes.
Clue? Yeah.
Who killed who killed there in the fucking sunroom with the fucking wrench? You know, whatever the fuck. I don't know how the game went anymore, but it kind of felt that
usually
way.
Usually the maid did it.
Yeah, usually.
Usually.
And there was a maid in this fucking show.
Holy shit.
And I really learned to love this show, but hate rich people, bro.
You don't already hate? You don't already do that?
I mean, not like this. They are really, really fucking hateable. And that's why I kind of enjoyed the show, because every episode they showed more and more of their fucking character. And it didn't seem like they were exaggerating. Mm. Like, this is how rich people are. Fucking annoying as fuck.
Damn. You know, a lot of truth are in the movies.
Right.
Like those type of movies.
Yeah. So
I'm on episode 2.
Really?
And I'm like kind of annoyed, but I'm like, you know what, maybe I need to try it, keep watching it.
Yeah.
But I'm a little
annoyed. Netflix or is this?
Netflix. It's a Netflix show, yeah. And it just came out, I think, a couple weeks ago.
So okay. Season 1.
Season 1.
Yeah, it's a limited series, so it's over, yeah.
How many episodes?
Six.
I'll watch
six
it.
Six one-hour episodes.
I'll watch it.
So I watched it in about an hour because I watched
ten minutes. Yeah,
yeah, and then you watch the last 10 minutes. And
so I'm going to guess they're not the perfect couple.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it
seemed like it for a very long time.
You remember that show about the house, about the haunted house?
Yeah.
What the fuck was that show called? Where it was like a house that they bought and it was just giving them trouble.
Haunted Hill.
No, with
Nicole Kidman?
No. It was a Netflix special. It was like 5 or 6 episodes.
Oh,
it came out like 2 years ago. It was the stupidest show ever, and it pissed me off because at the end it was nothing. It was just a house that they thought was haunted. And
so is it a docu series or documentary?
No, it was a movie with actors and stuff. Oh, but it was just stupid. I hope it's not like this one.
Well, no, it's a very well put together show. It'll take you on a ride. I think you guys will enjoy.
There's
it.
No titties though.
There is.
What?
Yes.
What? Which episode?
Yes, I mean, come on. You gotta keep watching, bro.
I'm gonna have to watch it. All right.
You gotta keep watching.
So I have a recommendation, a movie recommendation.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
So it's on Netflix as well. It's called Rebel Ridge.
Ah, yes. You I came it? Across that.
Yeah, it's good.
Really?
I thought it was good.
All right.
It's your typical cop drama fucking.
Who comes out in that?
People we don't fucking. Johnson.
The Rock?
No.
Don Johnson. Oh, is this the one with the guy who kind of looks like Will Smith with, like, green eyes? That one?
You know, he's an attractive black man. Yeah, you know.
I never said that. Nobody said that. What the fuck?
With this, I'm out.
What the fuck?
Well, you know what? Zip it up. Zip it down, motherfucker. Cut. Hey, delete that. All of that.
All I said was the guy who looked like Will Smith with colored eyes. He's like, yeah, he's handsome as fuck.
And he's British.
Oh, is he? No, I've seen the commercial. Yeah,
I looked good. I looked him up.
Okay. I looked him up on Mr. Skin. What the fuck?
Hey, all right. Hey, River Bridge actor nude.
He's like, oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go.
No, oh, shit. You know, it isn't a great movie, but it's your typical cop drama with fucking, what do you call it? Goddamn, where the fuck can I think of it? Just cop drama shit.
Yeah.
It's good.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And he's handsome.
Okay.
As fuck. As fuck.
You gotta include that as fuck.
Yes, sorry.
Yeah, because that's how he said it.
Yeah, no, he grabbed his jeans a little. His George moved right, a little bit.
I was
bit.
Like, stay down. Stay down. Stay down.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your hymen.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlow. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en...